they saw you in the bathroom, kicking the stall door. They'd say, get out of your head for a while, jump into mine, leave it on repeat, it says.
Hello, that was Los Borrachos by Car Seat Headrest, that I just faded out because I did not want to listen to the end of that song. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to, I don't know, a show. I'm not normally on air right now. My time is actually the same exact time, but yesterday. And I didn't come in here because I didn't really want to. You're probably wondering, who are you? I'm Lauren. I have a show called Pisces Season. It's really awesome. Sundays from 10 to whatever, 11, I guess. Yeah, so I'm subbing today. Really exciting stuff. I love subbing and being in here at a different time. So exciting. But yeah, I have an interesting show today, I think it's interesting. I made this playlist that was like very like dramatic, I guess you could say, and I just really wasn't in the mood for dramatics today. You know, it's been difficult, the semester is winding down, we're all leaving, it's very sad. I'm leaving my friends for like 6 months because I'm going abroad, and that's really scary. So I've been very sad and scared about it, but I'm not gonna make you all suffer through that. I'm subbing again tomorrow for Ray, and I believe his show's the TARDIS Jukebox. I'm not 100% sure, but I will definitely be playing that playlist tomorrow. I just couldn't do it today, so you have my really eclectic playlist of stuff that I've been listening to today. Yeah, so I hope you enjoy it. If you want to call and tell me that you don't enjoy it or that you really enjoy the music I'm playing, feel free to. The number is 855-915-9636. If calling's not your thing, it's not my thing either, you can use the DJ chat on the website. Just go to WMFO.org and click on DJ chat and we can chat and it'll be so awesome. You don't have to do any of that. You could just listen to the music that I play. That's also fine with me. Whatever floats your boat. I'm gonna play some more music now. Up next is Unforgiving Girl, in parentheses, She's Not A, by Car Seat Headrest.
Let's do that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Suddenly I can look through.
say this once. But I just need to make something. I just need to make sure of something. And I feel like we both know it. I just want to ask. We're dancing, right? This is dancing. Not an unforgiving girl. It's an unforgiving world. She's not an unforgiving girl. It's an unforgiving world. She's not an unforgiving girl.
Fuck you.
That was Unforgiving Girl, in parentheses, She's Not In. I really like that song because anytime a song, like, sings about a girl or, like, a hypothetical she, I like to imagine it's, like, me and, like, I have a song written about me. Yeah, I don't know if that's, like, crazy or, like, sad or relatable. I'm hoping it's the last one. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. I'm sure other people do it too. Up next, I have a song by The Strokes. Yeah, not much to say about it. Just a song by The Strokes. So, enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was hard to explain by the Strokes. Up next, I have a song that's like a tad bit long, but it will be enjoyable nonetheless. I used to be really obsessed with this song in like 8th or 9th grade, which is just hilarious to me now. It's a really good song. It's just like, I had like the craziest, I don't even know if it's like the craziest. Actually, yeah, like imagine this song being thrown into a playlist with like 21 Pilots and then also like Ain't No Mountain High Enough and like other just like old music, I don't know, just like really random stuff. And I was really into 80s music too. So it was a pretty mixed basket, I would say, in that regard. But yeah, I hope you guys, I mean, it's really not that long. Unlike my show, normally I play like one 20-minute car seat headrest song, so like it beats that for sure. Yeah, up next is Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft by Klaatu.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think. Of interplanetary craft, calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Yeah.
and transmit thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate, together that's the way to send the message we declare.
Yeah, that was Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft by Klaatu. Klaatu. I think I'm saying that right. That song was, like, re-recorded by other people, and I think it's more popular by other people. I'm not sure, though. You know, I, like, play songs, and then I'm like, oh, this song has an important story behind it, like, in history, or, like, has important history, and they make no effort to figure out what that is. So that's on me. Next is a song by MGMT that I love because it feels like really evil. But it's still a good song. I think it's like lighthearted evil, you know. I had a dream. I've talked about this before, but I had a dream that Tufts had MGMT perform, but they didn't pay them enough. So MGMT just, like, made up songs on the spot. And then whenever everyone got mad and were like, can you play this song? They just, like, started, like, screaming at them. I don't know. It's funny because I could, like, see that happening. Anyway, up next is When You Die by MGMT.
Call me nice.
thought was When You Die by MGMT. I'm surprised that my mom didn't text me during that and be like, this is not a very nice song to play, because usually she does stuff like that. If you're listening, hi mom, love you. It's time for the PSA, which is really exciting because that means I get to read the latter PSA. Love reading it. It's my favorite thing that I do ever. Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I always wonder how true that is, that 150,000 people fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone, because what is last year and where did this information come from? I really just like don't believe it, but you know, the PSA said it, so okay. I'm sorry, but what? Oh my god. What? The United States leads the world in ladder deaths? Oh my god. Okay, apparently, like, this is true. Over 130,000 emergency room visits related to ladders each year. That was in 2018. More than 164,000 emergency room related injuries. And 300 deaths in the U.S. that are caused by falls from ladders. Most ladder deaths are from falls of 10 feet or less. Wow. That is insane to me. I guess it's just also because I never use a ladder. I refuse to get on a ladder. The most I'll be on an elevated surface is like a step stool, as long as it's like 2 steps. And it locks whenever I like pop it open. I'm looking at the ladder safety statistics. Last year there were 105 deaths from movable ladders. Oh wait, sorry, in 2022. No, 2020. Wow. Well, at least it's on the decline, but that's still insane. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. That seems like really, now knowing like the reality of this, I feel like that joke's like in poor taste, especially in a PSA. I don't know. That's crazy. That's something to always keep in mind when you're on a ladder. I see a lot of people stand on rolly chairs more than I like feel like should be happening, especially like as an adult. Like my physics teacher stood on a rolly chair in class like two weeks ago, and he was like, haha, yeah, this is like really dangerous, haha, and then just like proceeded to climb on top of the chair, and it was like very clearly not steady. But he also just does stuff like that, so I guess like, you know, I can't really judge or blame him. He's just like doing him. Whether he actually teaches us physics, though, is the big question. Still haven't figured that out. I don't think I will anytime soon. Enough of my physics one critique. I will play some more music for you guys. Up next, we have a song by Queen, who I was also obsessed. Maybe this is just like, I don't know. Maybe this is just like a show filled of like my 8th grade music. That's a joke. This is the only other song. But I was really, really, really into Queen for a while. And then that biopic is it biopic? I think it's biopic. I've gotten into like a really heated argument about this. Someone was like, no, it's biopic. And I'm like, no, it's a biography picture. Like as in like a film. It's a bio of someone. Biopic. I'm pretty sure I'm right. Yeah, the Queen biopic came out and that's really messing with me. I'm going to look up how to say that word during the song. But yeah, it came out and I got a lot of, you know, rightfully so, bullying for being so obsessed with Queen afterwards. Like, it was crazy. I had a, I don't know where it went, which is like really, really horrible and embarrassing for me. But I had a t-shirt from Live Aid, like the real one. And yeah, that's really embarrassing that I lost that because it was a really, really nice gift to me. And also like really valuable. And I just like lost it whenever we moved. Sad. Anyway, up next is Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy by Queen.
I can dim the lights and sing you songs full of sad things. We can do the tango just for two. I can serenade and gently play on your heartstrings. Be a Valentino just for you.
Right, it's biopic, just so everyone knows. I was really losing it there for a moment because I thought that I was saying it wrong, but it is short for biographical picture. So there we go. Up next is Australia by The Shins.
Want to gaze into night skies. All you want's one take one on the chin. You're hindering your coach, you don't know how long I've been watching the light and dim. Start with oxygen. So give me your hand and let's jump out the
Yeah, that was Australia by The Shins. I really like that song. The first time, or the first, like, month of listening to it, I thought it was, like, a really happy song. And then I, like, was, like, re-listening to it this summer. And I got really, like, whenever I was bored, I just, like, would go on Genius and, like, look at the, like, explained things for all the lyrics. And I looked at the, like, explained for that song. And it was just, like, really depressing, and it's a really, like, grim song. That's the thing about The Shins, though. You're, like, listening to their music, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's a good song. And then, like, you look at the lyrics, and you're like, oh, I hate my life now. Yeah, really interesting stuff. Up next is a song by, of Montreal called Wraith? I don't know. Pen to the Mist and Other Games. Yeah, I listened to it a lot this summer. It's been a moment, but I feel like it goes with the mood, so enjoy.
Let's pretend we're in Antarctica.
To Pretend by MGMT. I'm gonna do something crazy and end the show early because I'm tired and want to watch the new episode of White Lotus with my housemates. So thank you so much for listening. This has been some rendition of Pisces Season. I'm Lauren. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. If you liked what you heard, you can tune in tomorrow from 6 to 8. I'll be back here. Can you hear my awesome music again? Maybe I'll have some guests too. It'll be really exciting. Yeah, hope you guys have a great night. Up last is Runner by Alex G.
And when I think of people I look up to, Hey, we're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.